Internet, and good morning to you, Kenny.
Yeah, don't forget me.
Yeah, I never do. Never will, never forget, never surrender. It's Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. Just 29 more days of that.
No, not 29 more.
Come on, it's a leap year. We get at least 5 more days in February. Welcome to another episode of Morning Show. Kind of news and politics show. That's the new
headline. Politics.
Yeah, we're under the new headline, news and politics in the morning. Yes, we are. You come here to get your news about the United States of America and everything else that's happening everywhere else.
No. This is a show about a pile of ticks.
Excuse me.
Pile of ticks.
That
doesn't work.
We only decide things in coin flips. Hey, how are you today?
Oh, I'm awake.
I am as well. I have had a boatload of coffee, but then I just realized that I have this cup of coffee here in front of me. It's a pretty large cup. Can you see? Can you see what's happening here? It's getting cold. So I'm going to briefly get into some of the follow-up from last time. Our feeds and everything should be working right now. You should be getting the updated name. You should be getting the updated artwork. And hopefully, depending on what's happening here, I saw still on iTunes, the description's messed up. But hopefully everything has kind of cleared itself up here in the last couple days. Indeed. So that's working. The normal feed is working. What's not working, though, and if you're hearing this and you're on our Patreon, right now it's still patreon.com/transmission because I haven't changed that yet.
I don't want to say anything.
It's not working. The RSS feed for the full unedited broadcast that has everything is not working right now, and I'm not sure why. I did change the name, but that should not have changed anything. Because the original feed wasn't working. I don't know what's happening. I'm gonna try and fix that today. So for those of you who are actually donating your hard-earned muns to these funds, I'm sorry. The lead story, though, today, Kenny, is that yesterday Uber just completely changed everything about their visual style and branding. Did you see this?
I did see. In fact, when I regularly, February, I will just launch my app store and say, I think there might be some updates.
No, even though you don't have a little red circle dot thing there.
I preemptively search for updates because I hate the red bubble. Red number bubbles on my home screen on my iPhone. It drive me up the wall, around the corner, top of a building, and then down the building.
Okay.
Anyway, so I did download this, and I just want to say, when Uber did update, I noticed the new icon. Oh, I just bumped my microphone. I noticed the new icon, and then I also noticed that they have one of the most generic update logs ever. It says, "We're always trying to improve your experience," period. If you enjoy your ride, comma, please consider taking a few minutes to review our app, period. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they say about it. They completely change everything, and then all of a sudden, no, nothing changed.
Well, these big companies,
just review it.
Your Facebooks, your Ubers, Google hasn't started doing this yet, thankfully, but they come out with an update every couple of weeks or even every week, depending on how their development cycles work. And their release notes are just simply, we're continuing to work on things for you. Here's an update. If you update,
it's too
there
generic.
You go. It, well, it's too it generic. Doesn't, the thing is, in software development, it doesn't need to be a line itemed, you know, we just added this feature. We just added this feature. The idea about improving products, and this is a much longer conversation than just simply Uber changing its logo, but the idea is that you're continually improving the experience for users and customers. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're always adding, being additive with the features. You could be taking away, you could be rehoning what makes Uber, Uber. So it doesn't necessarily need to be this, you know, release. This feature was added. Release. The new logo was added.
Hold on.
A lot of it is implicit.
Yeah, I understand. I understand all that, Kyle. And a typical, big company jargon.
Well, a typical customer is not going to care about this stuff. More than likely, they've turned on automatic updates, and they won't even see the release notes.
Right. I just wish that, at least for this time, maybe they say, hey, check out our new icon.
Sure.
That's all you're going to say. Just put just a little bit of line.
Whatever they put into the press release would have been great to read in the release notes. A brief synopsis.
Let me read that for you, Kyle.
Sure. Go ahead, Kenny.
Written by CEO Travis Kalanick himself, says the new branding, quote, celebrates our technology as well as the cities we serve, and gets rid of the stark black on white appearance in favor of muted colors that vary depending on region.
Right. And the people on Twitter, Kenny, are kind of, they're fitty-fitty right now. Mm-hmm.
They fit either on this side or that side.
They're saying the new Uber intro sequence is so gratuitous and futuristic and awesome, but also people are kind of unhappy on that whole thing, saying that it takes so long when you open the app to get to the screen where you can actually hail a ride that you're just sitting on the street corner and waiting in the cold for a car to show up. And you have to, not only are you waiting multiple minutes, more than likely, depending on where you are. I checked it this morning. It's about 8 minutes for me, but I'm indoors, you know, and it's obviously Southern California. So it's hot, real hot. It's not really a problem I have to worry about.
Are you saying that people are waiting until they're at a location to get picked up to open the app and then complaining that that's taking too long?
Correct.
What world are we living in?
Well, it is a
little. Come on.
It is.
This is not an Uber world yet.
It looks cool, but it is gratuitous. Also, if you're talking about the logo, there is there's a post here on Gizmodo. Basically, it looks like a butthole. So
I like that we can say butthole.
Can we say butthole?
I think we can say butthole.
Okay, it's a family show.
I'm pretty sure that they say that on cartoons.
Mm.
They say lots of worse things on cartoons now, I think.
That's true. Dropping F-bombs.
I will.
No. Fun bombs.
No.
Mm, oh, okay. Cartoons. February.
I will say, Kyle, when we were growing up back in the 90s.
Yes.
The word butthole was our favorite word.
Is this? Let's come rocketing back to the butthole. Kenny, let's look at today's top stories.
These are today's headlines.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle. Magic Leap. Do you know Magic Leap?
Yeah, it's when a magician frog.
No. Shush. Shush for a second. Magic Leap, the VR company, virtual reality, they haven't released a consumer version of their augmented reality tech, but they also haven't released a developer unit. Hasn't been publicly even revealed what the product is exactly.
Right.
But they were
the thing with the little bar that sat on your desk and you can move your hands around on it. It had a couple cameras in it and it would project your hands onto the computer. You remember this?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of other things too.
Yes.
Anyway, that hasn't stopped them from raising a further $793.5 million, bringing their valuation to about $4.5 billion, the company announced yesterday.
Whoa.
Chinese tech giant Alibaba Group led the Series C funding round. So get ready for Magic Leap to start releasing some information. I'm sure they have the funds. Yeah. Health officials, Kyle, in Texas have confirmed the first case of Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying Zika?
Yes, Zika.
Z-I-K-A, Zika virus transmission, in the U.S., and they are pointing to sexual transmission as the culprit.
I was thinking maybe we could name our show that instead of morning show.
Sexual transmission. Whoa, you bring back an oldie there.
Yeah, you like that? Was that up or down?
2 years old.
Was that up or down?
That was down. Right? Oh, gosh. Skype ruins it. The Dallas County Health and Human Services said in a release that the patient engaged in sexual contact with an infected individual who had recently traveled to a country where the Zika virus is spreading. It makes me want to say Zika virus.
Stop right here. I think I'm going to make you read these news stories before we even start this show in the morning.
No, the problem is that I get all jumbled.
Do you, though? Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe I should just make you write them. That would be a lot better.
I'm no journalist, Kyle. The CDC tells The Verge that it has confirmed the patient is infected with the Zika virus, but that the agency has not confirmed the method of transmission. What's with all the transmission words? That's down. County officials say there are no reports of the virus being locally transmitted by mosquitoes, but there are lots of calls to kill the mosquitoes.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone wants to murder them.
Well, thanks, Texas.
Moving on, Kyle, a teddy bear could have exposed your child's identity. You have a child, right?
I have a teddy bear.
You have a teddy bear. Close enough. Security researchers on Tuesday revealed a vulnerability in Fisher-Price's, quote, smart toys, which could have exposed children's profiles to hackers, including names, birthdates, gender, language, and more, as well as allowing for hijacking of children's accounts to change their user profiles or other data. Because kids are the ones that need their identity stolen right now, right?
They don't need any smart things. No, we don't need
Smart toys, Kyle. They're a line of digital stuffed animals like teddy bears that are connected to the internet in order to offer personalized learning activities. Aimed at kids aged 3 to 8, the toys actually adapt to children. Oh, I don't like the looks of this. Adapt to the children to figure out their favorite activities. They also use a combination of image and voice recognition to identify the child's voice and to read smart cards, which kick off the various games and adventures. So we're giving our children AI robots.
I was gonna say, this sounds like the premise to the next Terminator movie.
Oh, sure.
Or what is it called?
Terminator.
Toy soldiers.
Small soldiers. Not toy soldiers. Small soldiers.
Whatever.
With the alien guys.
Yes.
Those were the best.
Yes.
A Somalian jet. So we're forgetting about the toys. We're afraid of those hackers, but those kids had what's coming to them. A Somalian jet has made an emergency landing at the country's Mogadishu International Airport after an explosion tore a hole in its fuselage minutes after takeoff. I saw a picture of this. It's scary.
Frightening. This is
I don't ever want to be on a plane ever again.
No, these are my worst fears realized right here. And this is making news right now. So
yes.
I felt
this is,
like
this we, is like boop, 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 top. Yeah, top headline. This should have been at the top, but I forgot.
Nah.
Rhyme. The country's aviation officials say two people were injured in the incident, but none killed. Although there have been unconfirmed reports that one person fell out of the hole in the plane. Oh, no. The cause of the explosion is not known yet, but aviation experts and the plane's pilot have suggested it was a bomb. I know that's touchy. Yeah, we're going to put this link in the show notes. You guys can take a look at it. Or I'm sure it's all over the news
this
morning. So just take a look at it. If you're flying today, I'm sorry. Don't look at the picture.
Mm-mm, do not.
And Kyle, finally, before we move on, I want to say Apple has picked a date for its big product reveal next month, March, according to reports from both 9to5 Mac and BuzzFeed News. Because BuzzFeed is now an accredited news source that we have to pay attention to? Question mark?
No, you're asking me. I want
your opinion.
We must pay attention to BuzzFeed. You know, honestly, if you're going to go down this rabbit hole, BuzzFeed's news app and the BuzzFeed news email digest that they send out at about 5 a.m. every day is fantastic.
Oh, Maybe I should check out that.
Check out that. Yes, it may help you with your tongue twisting Chakotay's Chipotle.
Hey, you can't use that. I've trademarked that already.
You haven't, actually.
Chakotay has. Kyle, the new iPhone 5 SE, as it's being rumored to be called, which is stupid, an updated version of the 4-inch iPhone 5S and the iPad Air 3 are on the schedule for the March 15th reveal. iPad Air 3 is said to include iPad Pro-like features and better speakers and a smart connector to use with accessories like the Pro's keyboard, which I have tested and is actually not too bad.
Really?
It's not the best. It kind of reminds me of the Microsoft Surface keyboard, which it's flat. You get kind of almost nothing, no feedback from it, but it works.
Not good enough.
Apple is also expected to introduce a new colored Apple Watch Sport Band and a few additions to its higher-end accessory line.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Let them have their rumors. Let them have their secrets, because we all know they're going to have something that nobody's talking about, and then we're all going to go, well, we should have known about that.
Yeah.
Now those are your headlines.
All right, Kenny, thank you. That portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, our friends at FeedPress. FeedPress's analytics and podcast hosting, Kenny, made for bloggers and podcasters. FeedPress is a simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. So not only do they let you put your files there and you can see stats about them, but they manage the feed as well. And so honestly, that's why everything was so easy with FeedPress, to get you guys the right feed, the right artwork, all of that. Just takes a little while to propagate.
We didn't have to press them.
Nope. No pressing. No feeding. Mm-mm. They feature a powerful subscriber, podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks, and a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface. Pretty much everything you need to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. They also have a valet feed migration, which basically takes your aging feed from FeedBurner or wherever else you've got it, and FeedPress will automatically migrate this for you. Just answer a few simple questions, and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned to your brand new shiny FeedPress account, leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is listen to this show. And probably make content, depending on, you know, what industry you're in. And here's what you're going to want to do, Kenny. Sign up today. Try it for 14 days first. There's no contracts or commitments. And then you'll use the promo code TRANSMISSION, like the Zika virus, during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year with that. Just send a big thanks to our friends over at FeedPress for the support of them hosting our files. And for supporting this episode. Thanks a whole lot to FeedPress. Bringing back the fact of the day in the national day in just a second, Kenny. I'm feeling curious. How are you feeling?
I'm curious why you're feeling curious.
Yeah. Ooh. Maybe you can 3D touch my face and find out why
3D I'm, touch your face
and find out why I'm curious. There was a brand new feature announced.
No, this is 2D.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Are you touching my face?
When we have 3D monitors where they're like tactile and I can touch things on it and feel
what if you projected my face onto one of those like come back one of those things from Disneyland's Haunted Mansion.
Kyle, those, I'm a face. You mean the face statues that always they follow you around?
Yes.
Do you know how those work?
They're inverted, and then they look at you.
That's correct.
They're the opposite.
They're the opposite.
Gosh, can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That would
we
be
can. Sure. Kyle, why are you feeling curious?
Inversely, 3D touching my face. Well, Google, they've got an app on the iOS App Store, and they're using 3D touch to show you a random fact. So I picked out a couple of random facts here utilizing this feature. And I wanted to kind of quiz you. I don't know if you're looking at the answer, Kenny, but...
You know, I closed the answer so that you can quiz me.
Perfect. Here's the first one. Yeah. How much does the Earth spin in 1 hour?
1 hour's worth.
That's incorrect.
It is correct.
Let's put this in terms of like miles per hour. What do you think? Let's get a guess here.
I'm going to guess 7,000 miles per hour.
7,000 miles per hour. All right. Well, the Earth rotates, Kenny. This is the answer I got. In about 24 hours. Therefore, if you were to hang above the surface of the Earth at the equator without moving, you would see 25,000 miles pass by in 24 hours at a speed of 25,000 over 24. So they're doing the math for us, or just over 1,000 miles per hour. So that is completely incorrect.
Okay, so in my head, we're moving 7 times faster.
That's correct, yes. How much coffee did you have today?
Yeah, I'm traveling 7 times faster. Everyone else is going 1,000. I'm going 7,000.
That's right. All right, here's another one for you. How loud can humans hear? Let's put this in terms of decibels.
Before they go deaf? Before the eardrums explode?
Yes. Yeah. So anything that doesn't cause like permanent damage to your eardrums, brain, etc.
I'm going to say 128.
128. So like a jet, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I've heard, have you been in a stadium where they've got those quote unquote, like real decibel meters?
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's like, no, come on. That's not loud. This can't be that loud. This isn't. It's just a video.
Right.
It's a video. It's dumb.
Okay. So continue.
What's the answer? I got the answer from Google, Kenny. The average person can hear sounds down to about 0 decibels.
I don't care about down. I care about loud.
The level of rustling leaves. Okay, so let's hit that top one. If a sound reaches 85 decibels or stronger, it can cause permanent damage to your hearing. So 85 is that threshold.
You can probably hear. Right.
Now the thing is, you can probably hear louder than that. I don't know about this answer.
Wait a second. 85.
Let's move on to some cows, Kenny. Do cows Do cows have 4 stomachs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You are correct. Yes. I'm going to name these 4 stomachs for you. Cattle have 1 stomach with 4 compartments, Kenny. So it's a little bit different than what you thought. It's the rumen, the reticulum, the omasum, and the abomasum.
Abomasum.
President Abomasum. With the rumen.
I like the room in the stomach.
Yeah.
It's like the living room in the stomach and then the dining room in the stomach.
You know, I set up this whole joke. I feel like I got Mike Biesterfelded right now. I set up this whole joke with the rumen being the largest compartment, and you barfed it all over what I was trying to accomplish.
I like Where's these random one? Facts. This is pretty good. Good job, Google.
There you go.
Except for the humans hear 85 and then they start hurting. It can be way louder and then you can still survive it.
Yeah.
At least your ears can still survive it.
That is true. Let's see here. Today is February.
So let's do a little bit of this, Kyle. Happy National
Carrot Cake
Day.
Blah, blah, blah. Nice work. Yeah, it is National Carrot Cake Day, February 3rd. Carrot cake will always have a special place in my heart and my hips, obviously.
Oh, come on. Who eats carrot cake that much?
It really depends. So today, we celebrate this dessert born out of a desire to fix a sugar craving and turn it into a health food which I guess was a fad of the 1970s.
Ugh.
And it's now become a staple dessert on menus everywhere.
Gross.
The carrot cake. How do you tell me how you really feel?
More gross.
Okay.
Gross to a heightened level.
Nom nom nom.
Point nom, taken.
I got it. Well, good. I've got another fact for you. Now I wanted to
We're splitting our fact sandwich with the National Day.
Oh, fact sandwich.
Fact-witch.
Go ahead and put that one as a show title because I don't know if anybody's in the chat room this morning.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm a morning person. Would you self-identify, I guess, as being a, quote, morning person?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm talking to you this early.
That is true.
Every day.
We're on Pacific time here, starting at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific. Did you really just got into the chat room, put the title in there, and then left?
No, I accidentally left.
Okay.
It was an accident.
Sorry. You know what? That's perfect. That's all we needed. Well, Kenny, researchers at the genetics company 23andMe, you've heard of them before, have identified 15 regions of the human genome that influence whether someone considers themselves, quote, a morning person, meaning someone like us who likes to wake up and go to bed early. They also identified, I guess, people who are considering themselves evening persons, night owls.
And then we have morning with a U person.
Right,
which is always just
completely, completely different and sad. And I'm sorry. I was thinking October 31st, I'm going to change our artwork just to say morning show. Get it?
Kyle, we have 8 months.
I know, but I
8 months until
I look. I look forward to the Halloween show.
That's so weird.
Year.
Halloween is usually the quote holiday that I don't really care about anymore because I can't go out and trick or treat. It's been almost 15 years.
Just sit at home, be sad, and eat candy. Kenny, the finding published on Tuesday in the journal of Nature Communications means that there might actually be a genetic basis for certain people's tendencies to wake up at the crack of dawn or stay in bed past noon. 23andMe geneticists say that data from 90,000 of their customers has helped them begin to figure that out. The study isn't perfect, but if researchers can push the findings further, that information could one day have some medical benefits. So how did they figure this whole thing out? Well, researchers first asked and consenting 23andMe customers to answer two questions about being a morning or evening person. So already here, they're kind of introducing some variability, like what do I consider morning? What do you consider morning? Not super scientific, but potentially there could be some correlation here. Then they analyzed each customer's answers in relation to their genome. And David Hines, a statistical geneticist at 23andMe.
It's not so easy, is it?
And co-author of the study. I thought I was on a roll. He says, we have data for 15 million genetic variants, and we just compare each of those variants and say, quote, is this variant predictive of how those participants answered that question? I'm David Hines, and I am a robot.
This is, okay, I guess this is kind of the basis of every study, but if you ask somebody a question.
It's got to start somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
If you ask somebody a question, now I'm one of those people that doesn't trust anybody at all. I can't take their truth telling for real truth.
Well, I'm sarcastic 1,000% of the time.
All the time, I'm sure. So if you were to answer one of these study questions, your answer should be thrown out, especially by me, because I don't trust you. But that means that I would throw out everybody's answer.
Right.
How do we know that these people are answering correctly?
Sure.
There's no way to say, like you said, there's too many variants on morning. Like, I wake up in the morning at 9 a.m. every day, and I'm great.
Sure.
Yeah, except hold on a second. There's people who wake up way earlier than that, and they are considered morning people.
What would have been more precise, I guess, would be to ask the people, when do you wake up?
And that's then, the families.
But the thing is, too, you could wake up at 6 a.m., not consider yourself a morning person simply because you're dredging around and just traipsing around your kitchen, reaching in front of you, trying to grasp at any cup of coffee that's around. It might be cold. Who knows?
It's from, dip your hand in coffee.
It's from 3 days ago, and you're harboring some sort of bacteria. Kenny, these genes.
Sounds like you've done that.
Yeah. Maybe. You should see this studio.
Okay.
The genes, not the ones I'm wearing, seem to be linked to circadian rhythms, the physical, behavioral, and mental changes that align roughly with 24-hour cycles, and phototransduction, the process by which our eyes convert light into a signal that can go to our brain. So there's some sort of physiological, genetic correlation that they're seeming to find here between morning people and, people who listen to the show. And, genes and stuff.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I think this is all, I think being a morning person is a learned trait, and it's not genetic, because you can train yourself to wake up and then be active in the morning and then become a morning person.
So you're like an alarm clock truther right now.
Yeah. Let's just say I have been a morning person only because in my past as a child, I have learned from my previous generation that being up in the morning is the thing to do. But that's learned. Right?
Right. Yes. I don't know. So, who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. Maybe I got it from them. Maybe it is genetic.
Yeah.
I'm a flippy floppy. Flopper.
Okay, good.
Flip flop.
I'm excited to bring back this segment for Monday. It's upvote, downvote.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's so good. So good. Kenny, got some follow-up from last time's upvote, downvote. Kinda. We had a segment on Monday that was like, is this a real Kickstarter or a fake Kickstarter? It was fun.
That wasn't our upvote, downvote.
It's just Monday all blended together.
All right. It was Monday's show.
It's a homogenized Monday. So we talked about Kickstarters.
On Monday.
Monday.
Okay, well.
I don't know. So we talked about real versus fake Kickstarters. Now, here's a real one. And I wanted to get your upvote, downvote on this. It's called Quantum Chess, the game popularized by Paul Rudd and Stephen Hawking playing each other in a 12-minute video narrated by Keanu Reeves. Obviously, which you knew about, I would assume.
The rules of the game. I know about the video. I haven't watched it.
Have you? Really? Okay. All right. I recommend you do. It's 12 minutes, though, and it's a little like, eh.
Yeah, I've never
like
been
Paul,
able to.
Paul Rudd, like, pulls me out of the world that Stephen Hawking has created. Even though his voice is basically just a computer.
Since Paul Rudd doesn't have a computer voice, you're completely removed from the situation.
Well, and it kind of feels like an ad for Ant-Man. So I don't know. I can't.
Oh, come on.
I can't really tell. The rules of the game, though, for this Quantum Chess are modeled after standard chess with some modifications, the most notable of which is the addition of the Quantum Move, which basically allows players to create superpositions, give them access to effects like entanglement and interference. If that doesn't make any sense, I recommend watching the video. It basically means that you can put a piece in two different places, and instead of getting checkmate, you're needing to kill all the pieces. So that's it. That's how you win. It's a $30,000 goal right now for Quantum Chess. 28 days to go. Upvote, downvote.
Okay. I like one of their stretch goals is if they hit 200K, they're going to have a console platform.
Which would be a whole lot of fun.
They're going to put it on the PlayStation and the Xbox.
Like an arcade game, I guess. That wouldn't be bad. They're doing some matchmaking and stuff with, depending on your skill level. So that's pretty cool. Some online matchmaking.
Oh, and if they hit 100K, it's going to come to mobile.
I guess that's
the goal that you'd want.
Yeah, it needs to be mobile.
So you can do mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think?
I can upvote this.
All right.
I think maybe if I watch the video, I don't think if I watch it, I'll downvote it because I'm sure that'll only make me want to play more if I watch it.
That is probably
true. I like both those guys. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Keanu Reeves is it?
Keanu Reeves is my favorite guy, huh?
I'm sure he is.
Wacky.
Sure he is. Well, I'm going to go ahead and upvote this one as well. I don't know either. I was talking over it. Mostly because I've always wanted to play 3D chess from Star Trek. And I got a 3D chess board at a garage sale, I believe.
Was it like a Klingon garage sale?
It could have been. How much for this 3D chessboard here? No, perfect. Thank you.
$3. All right.
Cool. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So I think I would be interested in this simply because it's a different version of a well-known game.
And, I'll back it maybe later this month.
Now I want to see this happen in a Star Trek episode. I want to see somebody playing quantum chess while drinking an Earl Grey tea.
Ooh.
Hot. Kenny, here's a smart bathroom mirror running Android. This was all over the internet. It was created by Max Braun and posted on Medium 4 days ago or so. I linked to it here, this Medium article. But it got some attention from The Verge and other outlets and whatnot. People were talking about it on Twitter. It's a combination of a two-way mirror and a display panel with a control board and then a bunch of components and arts and crafts supplies, I guess, just to create the little, you know, mirror thing. It's got the time and the date, a 24-hour forecast, current weather, and news headlines kind of all displayed right there on the mirror. So when you see yourself, you can also get information about the day.
Okay.
What do you think?
It sounds cool, but downvote.
Really?
Boring. Give me Snapchat filters on my mirror. We're good.
I don't know about that.
I think this is not ambitious enough.
Really?
I think.
Nothing exists right now.
That's fine. That's fine and dandy, Kyle. But let's push this a little further, and also ask. How much time are we spending in front of the mirror?
True.
Reading the mirror and not looking at ourselves. The mirror is for looking at you.
So you're saying you want like a second mirror experience. You got your little mirror and you got your big mirror.
Right,
so,
right. I want hand off to the big mirror and then from the big mirror.
Right.
No, I think also beyond the fact that I don't spend more than maybe 2 minutes in front of a mirror.
Mm.
I want something that would keep me in front of the mirror. Maybe more happening. Like I can have video on the mirror. Like, you know, so like you'll a picture up, in picture.
Yeah, you'll pick up from wherever you left off on your Netflix binging from the night before.
Right.
On your mirror. I don't know, while you're showering? That's weird.
Shower binge. You gotta stop using those.
I brought them back. We haven't had them for like a year and a half.
Oh, they're make me so angry.
I also have another one. You want to hear this one? Should I pause? Should I pause?
Pausing.
Should I? You want to hear this one? Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Test the limits of how high a human can hear.
No, let's stop it, please.
You don't like it?
It hurts. It hurts my brain.
Good. Awesome. Perfect.
It's like an optical illusion for your ears.
Yes, it's actually called, Forever Rising Tone, Forever Rising Melody, or The Shepherd Tone. So there you go.
The Shepherd Tone.
Yep.
From the makers of Pop-Tarts.
So you say downvote. I'm going to say up on this only because this is a technology that I don't want it on my fridge. I don't want it on my washing machine. I don't want it on my other appliances. I want this information to be always available. And I don't want to have to wear that stupid HoloLens thing right when I get out of the shower. I want to get my...
Wear it in the shower, Kyle.
Whatever. I'm electrocuted. Exactly. Definitely need some augmented reality to my life all the time.
All right.
But I want this. I want exactly this. Now, this is a pretty big version where you can see yourself and to the left see all of the information. There's also going to be a link in our show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow, for a less involved version. And I think a little bit cheaper. So that will be there. It's just an Android tablet behind a two-way mirror on a smaller device. So that will be there. Kenny, I've got another thing for you here.
Ken?
A kid completed, Bark at the Moon on Guitar Hero with 100%. I believe with Hard On or Expert, one of those two.
Don't, you can't say that.
What?
You said Hard On. Forever Rising Hard On.
Okay. Too much here. So, oh boy. What I'm going to do is play this video here. Now, the story goes, though.
Are you going to play the video of the kid playing the song? Oh, this.
Now, the video, the original video, was taken down off of YouTube because he posted this Guitar Hero thing, and it had the song in the background while he hit 100%. I guess it was pretty hard. But
well, considering he had the song at 100% means that there was no break in it, and so it was the complete song.
Exactly.
And I can see why, because if it had a break, it may have not set off the copyright thing on YouTube, but because it was the full song.
Right. Now, the thing is, this ended up on Reddit, and this is where I found it. It's the kid going.
Yeah, I saw this a week ago. It's YouTube gold.
Now, see, the thing is with Guitar Hero, I've always wanted to do it with my voice. Always.
Well, you can't. You're saying the guitar notes.
Yeah.
Just you want to be able to activate them.
Yes. Screaming into that plastic guitar.
Well, because Kyle, you and I are of a different music listening breed, where we tend not to listen to the lyrics of a song. We listen to the riffs and the melodies.
That is correct. Yes.
So Kyle and I have been known on more than one occasion to just a cappella some metal.
A guitar solo here.
Guitar solo. Just,
yep. Always. But see, the thing is,
wacky.
Here's an online service that'll manage your.
By the way, I upvote
subscriptions.
That.
What's that?
I upvote that.
Okay, good.
Online service.
I will upvote that as well, just because that is what we do. I thought that was obvious.
Mm.
It's an online service to manage your online services, Kenny.
What?
It's called Truebill. Truebill.com. This came out of beta yesterday. It lets you sign into your bank services. It sifts through those statements to determine what subscriptions you have. And then you can either monitor those subscriptions or through an automated process, unsubscribe from them. So you can see things like Spotify. That's in there. The Google Work, whatever, in there. iTunes Drive.
Netflix.
Whatever. Netflixy stuff. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hulu.
This sounds promising. Although I don't necessarily like that there's another service that you would tie your bank to, which is just another opportunity for said bank service to get and hacked.
Sure. What's happening here is you're authenticating it through your actual login to the bank as well. So security-wise, yes, it says 256-bit whatever super mega encryption stuff, and we don't save your information. I don't know.
I'll wait a few months maybe and see if they have any problems. If they don't, then I'll consider it.
Gotcha. Well,
I'll upvote that.
Good. I said F it, and I just signed up and connected my bank accounts. And had it sift through everything and look at all of my transactions, because Nobody cares. I don't care. That's for sure. Uh-huh. And it's not that great. It automatically picked out a couple of things like my Comcast bill thing.
Did it
miss anything? My internet bill.
Did it miss anything?
It missed my, yes. It thought that I ended my Google Play subscription because it simply comes in as Google. And it also grabbed my rent payment, which I pay through Google Wallet. And it said that that was a subscription. So,
oh boy.
And it said that.
You don't want to end that one.
Just a little, yeah, little weird. I don't know what ending a subscription would look like, but so far it's almost too automated. It'd be great if I could sift through and tell it what is a monthly payment and what is not.
Oh, wait, you can't select?
No. All automated.
Okay, then downvote. Okay, I thought you could actively select.
What needs to happen, though, is that this type of, I don't know, smart recognition and watching these services needs to be tied into a service like Mint, where you're managing financial. All of your financial things all together. Yeah, like it pulled in the lease payments on my car. That makes absolutely no sense at all. The price doesn't vary because I'm still paying that amount, but I can't cancel a subscription to my car. Doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to downvote this as well. I'll probably revoke whatever tokens have been given out for this website. But if you're interested, go check it out. It's not a commercial.
Chuck E. Cheese token.
Not a commercial. Kenny, playlist a day sends you a different Spotify playlist each day. This is a new app from playlists.net, which is a Spotify community, I guess, and playlist sharing site acquired by Wattner Music Group.
I was going to say, I grabbed this yesterday.
Okay, good. It's called Playlist Today. It's available on iOS and Android. Basically does one thing. Send you a different human-curated Spotify playlist each day through push notification, and you listen. It's kind of a thematic thing.
So. Right. Now, I'll say this. So I downloaded it. I connected my Spotify connection or my Spotify login, and the interface is simply the playlist artwork, which just looks like a CD cover. Like yesterday was the John Hughes movie that never was. So it's as if John Hughes was alive, made an 80s movie, and this would be the soundtrack. And it's just, you know, the popular music that would fit his style.
Right.
Anyway, the interface is literally the artwork, the back and forward button, play, and then if you want to add this playlist to your list. There's no track listing.
Right.
There's no way to tell how far into the song you are. There's no way to view the playlist unless you're on Spotify, I think. But in this actual app, it is super limited. You just hit the button and you start listening to a playlist.
Right.
It's like a hit, play, and forget.
Now, you've got to have a Spotify premium account in order to tie these two services together.
Right.
But like you said, it's simple. It's single use. You can treat it more like a radio station than anything else. I listened to the Blade Runner one on there, and it's just prety good. Not bad. The thing
is,
if you
want simplicity, it's good.
Yes.
If you want to start looking like deeper into the playlists and picking and choosing, that's not what it's going to do.
If you want a guitar riff that you can make with your mouth, this is not for you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Upvote.
I'm going to upvote that as well. Not bad. My Spotify premium is running out this month, and I'm not going to continue with
this. No.
So let me know. Let me know if they come out with anything good, any good playlists.
Yeah, we will find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something about American football. We got some, not really complaints, but general suggestions on Twitter to keep things more universal, global, space age. You know, just inclusive. Be a more inclusive morning show. So that's exactly what I'm not doing here. This one's about American football, and I'm sorry. But if you're one of those people who finds the Super Bowl to be largely unpleasant, maybe like the rest of the world, millionaires slamming their bodies into other millionaires. Never heard it mentioned that way.
It's true.
or, you know, people just yelling at a TV screen. Keegan Michael Key and Jordan Peele, or Key and Peele as they're better known, may have just saved your Sunday. They'll be doing a live video broadcast during the Super Bowl with their own take on the proceedings. There are two catches to this, though, so that sounds interesting. If you've enjoyed their show, it's fine. But the stunt is technically an ad for Squarespace. Squarespace is the one putting this on. This is not an ad for Squarespace because they are not paying us to talk about them. And second, Key and Peele are legally blocked from saying players' names or specifically mentioning the game at all. Because, you know,
I can see them getting around that.
Can't do that.
Right. Well, they can describe the players in very generic terms.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like audio Pictionary. But yeah,
it kind of is,
you know. Which is a game we used to play. I don't know if you're a new listener or not. Used to play this game called Audio Pictionary. Someone would describe something in vague details, like a very popular piece of art or a bean. And then the other person would draw it. And then you would see the results. That's how that worked.
I want to listen to this. Or watch it, I guess. I guess they're broadcasting it, so. Video. So I'll watch it. Upvote.
Okay. I agree. Simply because this is something that you and I would do.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. So I have nothing but admiration and respect for that. I mean, they still get to watch the game, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And probably with headphones in, maybe. I don't know what the situation's going to be. Maybe I'll tune in a little bit just to see what's happening. Yeah. But
cool.
That's that.
Ding.
Ding indeed. Have you watched the Super Bowl commercials yet?
What? It's not Sunday yet.
Yeah, but they're posting all of them already.
I haven't seen them. I'm trying to keep away from them.
Have you seen the one with the wiener dogs?
No. I'm avoiding all of the commercials.
Gosh, all of them? Really?
I want to be really surprised.
But see, the thing is, I feel like you get the best version of those commercials on YouTube because they take the 30-second spot or 15-second spot that they paid for. And either it's a movie, it's 60 seconds, it's the full realized version of it. I feel like you get the better experience of it if you watch it before the game even happens. But whatever, doesn't matter. Kenny, it's Wednesday. We're going to play a game of Who Said It. What do we have today?
All right, Kyle. This is Who Said It? Michael Scott or Donald Trump?
I feel like we played this before.
You know what? The more things that Donald Trump says, the more times we get to play this.
Well, so I mentioned things about being global and being inclusive and everything, but this is one of those things that kind of goes beyond boundaries. Everyone has had exposure to the circus that is The Office. Ha, you thought I was going to say the American political process, but that's incorrect, sir.
Well, let's see if you can get these right if you're so smart.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to rapid fire these, Kyle. You need to tell me if it's Michael Scott that said it or Donald Trump. Here we go. And every time I say a quote, I will not say quote this. I'll just start the word.
Okay. Good.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it at all, and it's terrible.
Let's go Michael Scott.
Michael Scott is correct. He said it to the TV commercial guys. Here we go. Next one. I am a traditionalist. I have so many fabulous friends who happen to be gay, but I'm also a traditionalist.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is correct, Kyle. He said this to the New York Times.
Oh boy.
When he opposes gay marriage.
Did you see the video where Donald Trump was battling Donald Trump? It was on some late
show. Colbert,
yes, whatever.
It was on the late show.
The Cold Bear. Go ahead.
That is a really good video.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. I have a great relationship.
We're going to skip this
one. We're going to skip that one.
Okay. Boy, oh boy.
That may be a little far for us.
Here we go.
Next one. Yeah. All right, Kyle. You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott did say that, yes. That's from the second season.
Ah. It's been a while since I've
Since second time you said that.
Saw The Office.
Mm-hmm. Next one. Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy. Both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Donald Trump.
Kyle, no, it's Michael Scott.
Wow, that's that is a great quote. I like that a lot. Like a lot.
Yes. Next one. I think the only difference between me and the other candidates is that I'm more honest and my women are more beautiful.
That's got to be Donald Trump, right? Maybe.
That is Donald Trump.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
Oobly.
Okay, here we go. She really has become a monster. I mean, monster in the most positive way.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is correct. He's talking about his then pregnant wife. Melania Nas Trump. I don't know how to say her name.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Next one. You know the funny thing? I don't get along with rich people. I get along with the middle class and the poor people better than I get along with rich people.
Donald Trump.
Kyle, that is correct. Are you surprised?
I am actually surprised, yes.
That was like coin flip.
I am not a professional surpriser.
I hate disappointing just one person, and I really hate disappointing everyone. But I love Burlington Coat Factory.
Surprise.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott is correct. It's when they have a surplus and he buys a fur coat. Mm-hmm. Next one. I declare bankruptcy.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott's correct. Except I think, didn't they both?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who knows? Next. Make friends first. Make sales second. Make love third. In no particular order.
Michael Scott.
That's correct.
Huh.
No particular order.
Right.
Even though you mentioned an order, that's great. Kyle, Wikipedia is the best thing ever. Anyone in the world can just write anything about anything they want about any subject. So you know you're getting the best possible information.
Oh boy. Donald Trump?
It's Michael Scott.
That makes sense. Wow.
You don't call retarded people retards. It's bad taste.
Donald Trump, probably.
Michael Scott.
Can't say that. You can't say that. We already said that. Butthole. You can't say that.
Yeah, and you said hard on.
Yeah, it's the 90s.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott's correct, Kyle.
I say that once in a time. Sometimes.
Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone, for any reason ever, no matter what. No matter where or who you are with, or where you are going, or where you've been, ever, for any reason whatsoever.
Michael Scott?
Yes, Michael Scott.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like it just kept on going. Kept on going.
It's when he interjects in one of those talking heads and he goes, you know, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to end.
You're right. Oh, man, that is this show wrapped up in a corn dog.
Oh, corn dog.
Mm.
Reference. Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that the face of our next president?
DT.
That's correct. I'm talking about Carly Fiorina. Mm. Oh, no.
Jeez.
The man that wrote the second book didn't write the first book. The difference was like chicken salad. Nope, can't say that one. There's a bad word in that one.
Okay.
I should have read ahead. Last one, Kyle. The beauty of me is that I'm very rich. Come on.
Donald Trump.
That's correct. And I just picked that one because the face he makes in this picture is hilarious. And I'm going to send it to you and we're going to put it in the show notes because it's funny. Congratulations, Kyle. You got a good majority of those correct because they're silly and ridiculous. Congratulations. Well,
thank you, Kenny, so much. I always enjoy playing Who Said It? Because I don't know. Especially with these BuzzFeed versions of this. This is from Ricky Burr.
Burr.
Burr. Ricky
Allen Burr. Burr.
Ricky Burr. That's fun. That's we plan on playing that every Wednesday. I think we do.
We can switch it up, but yeah, that's a fun Wednesday one.
That is
Wednesday
true.
Starts with a W. Who says it starts with a W?
Mm-hmm. Well, that means...
What's on the show Friday?
That means that we're doing a food Friday because, you know, alliteration, no breathing. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Right.
We'll be playing another round of upvote, downvote on Friday. Of course, it'll be food themed.
Of course, food Friday.
I've got those all lined up already. I'm incredibly excited to show you what I've got. Wow.
I'm ready to up and down.
Yes, them. Pretty good. Let's test you one more time on this then. Is this up or down?
Down.
Nah! Incorrect. Wrong.
That's what I heard.
That was up. What do you think? Tweet us. Morning Show AM on Twitter. Was that up or down? Let me know.
You already said.
But we disagree.
What was your first reaction?
Flip a coin. Tell me which one it was. You can also find all of the things we talked about today. Goodstuff.fm/morningshow. Like I said, we'll be back again streaming live over at goodstuff.fm/live on Friday. We'll see you then, 7 a.m. Pacific. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'm wired for the next 3 years.